Hello, my friends. Welcome once again to another Friday Pray Together episode. I'm so thankful that you and I get to join together, bringing our faith to bear on these concerns that are brought to us each week. And we're taking our concerns before the Father God, the creator of the universe. So let's just get our minds and our hearts in a place of right perspective. We, the creature, have been commanded by our God to bring our requests to Him, for Him to take action on, like a child would come to a loving parent and tell them their needs, tell them their fears and their desires. We are able to come to our God and ask Him to go to bat for us and to take on the things that are of such concern to us. This is our opportunity to do so together. So let's do so. As you listen, pray along with me. There are a handful of requests we're going to go through today. Please, let's spend this time focusing, for the sake of our brothers and sisters, on the good that our God can do on their behalf. Jesus, we begin lifting up requests from our sister Karen. She is so faithful to pray. She is so faithful to submit requests that we can be praying for. And I can see by some of the requests that she submits consistently, she is praying for certain people over and over. Lord, what an example for us to be consistent and persistent in our prayers. That's how we all want to be. And so for Karen's situation here, with three requests that she has for us to pray for, we ask first off that you would bring her Christian friends. Lord, whatever scenario she is in a church family, in a community, in an apartment building, wherever she lives, God, we ask that you would bring her the opportunities and the open doors to meet people who know you as their Savior, that she can be helped in her relationship with Jesus. She can be encouraged and built up in her faith. And Lord, that she can be likewise an encouragement to them. Jesus, we love that you've created the church. You've created a body of believers who are bigger than their differences. Lord, we ask that you would bring this about in Karen's life. We pray also for her family, who she is so faithful to pray for. And she's asking that she and her family would have an encounter with Jesus. And Lord, you know what that needs to look like for each of them. You know what their needs are and what needs to be broken through in order for them to see you as you really are. So Lord, we ask that you would deliver them from any chains or walls or bondage of the enemy that is keeping them from seeing you. And Lord, that as their eyes are open, their hearts will be enlivened and they will be motivated to come to faith in you in new ways and in deeper ways that draw them close to you as they see you working in their lives. Father, we have a request here from our brother Harvey, who says that 2 weeks prior to me beginning the study of Proverbs on the morning mindset, he committed to writing a study guide for Proverbs. But he began questioning his ability to complete it. And then when he heard me begin Proverbs, and he was encouraged to complete his study guide and to press on. Lord, I'm so thankful that you made a way for this brother to continue the work that you've called him to. I pray that you would give him discernment as he reads the verses, as he applies them, as he just understands your will through the Proverbs. We ask that you give him power to complete that guide, and that it would be an aid, a benefit to others as they seek to better understand the Proverbs for themselves. Lord, we have our first anonymous request of this episode, a woman who is asking us to pray for her marriage, her small business, and her finances. She says that she has been struggling in all three of those areas lately. And Father, we do ask that you would give her, first of all, the peace that she needs as she waits on you to provide in these areas. Father, there is a difficulty here in a situation like this because all three of these are such heavy burdens. The concerns that she must have in these three areas, Lord, have got to be weighing her down. We ask you, Lord, to give her peace and comfort as she trusts in you, to remember and to remind herself who you are, how mighty you are, how powerful you are, that in your wisdom you can do all things. And Lord, that she would rest in those truths as she leaves these requests with you, because she's trusting you in your good character and capability to take these things on for her. And Lord, as you do so, we ask you to give her guidance in her mind and in her heart about her own actions, the things she should be doing, that your Holy Spirit would have her do in these three areas of her marriage, her business, and her finances. Enable her to be wise. Enable her to be full of love. Enable her to be full of compassion and strength and justice and righteousness as she carries out the duties and the responsibilities of each of these areas. Lord, enable her to be encouraged today by the fact that you, the God of creation, are on her side and is going to help her with these things. Lord, we come alongside our sister Yamily, whose cousin has had an accident in the Dominican Republic, and he is fighting for his life. The physicians have put him in a coma intentionally to track his progress, and they've been doing everything they can. But as Yamily rightly says, he is now in your hands, and it is up to you to do your will in this situation, Lord. She wants to see him come back to the land of the living. She wants him to be empowered. And so, Lord, we ask that you would give those doctors wisdom, but we ask more so that you would reach down from heaven and you would touch his body and bring healing on him in Jesus' name. Lord, cause progress to happen in him physically, to heal his body from the wounds experienced during this accident, to bring him to a place of recovery, and that as he opens his eyes and looks into the eyes of his cousin and other family members, he will know he has been touched by the God of heaven and earth. And Lord, that you will draw him to yourself in that respect. And Father, also, show yourself to the doctors. Show yourself to Yamily and her family. Lord, enable them to trust in you and to have the peace that you promise you give as the God of all comfort. And Father, she says she has also established a GoFundMe link on her Instagram account to be of benefit to her cousin, because the medical expenses are just so high. Lord, I pray that you would flourish that effort to be of help to her cousin in that way. I pray that others would be able to give toward it as well. Lord, we come alongside our brother Robert in rejoicing over an answered prayer. For 2 or 3 weeks now, we have prayed for Robert regarding a situation at his workplace where his good intentions were viewed as a wrong. But now it's all been worked out and they understand his intentions and they understand what happens, and he gets to keep his job and continue on in his career. Amen, Lord. Thank you so much for answering our prayers regarding Robert's situation. I want to hear more and more times like this where you have stepped in and you have intervened in ways that we can go back and look at the way we've prayed and know that you've led us, Lord. Amen. Thank you for doing this in our brother's life. We pray that you would use this circumstance to root his faith more deeply in you, that you'd enable him to be a testimony of your goodness in his workplace. And Lord, that you will fill him up with all the fruit of your Spirit, that he will be able to draw others to you through his faithfulness. Lord Jesus, we come alongside Sean, who is just out of college and is in a 4-year relationship, but he feels he is in need of more Christian friends. He says he has many friends who are bad influences, and he needs more people in his life who will build him up and support his faith. Amen, Lord. We pray for Sean in this regard, that you would open doors of opportunity for him to meet people who are believers in Jesus Christ, not just people who attend church, but people who truly have faith in you and are walking daily with diligence toward you and in the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that you would put him into a place of awareness, a mindset, where he sees opportunities to go places and be a part of things where these people might exist. And he is able to move into that with not just an attitude of looking to have his own needs met, but also an attitude of being a blessing to those who are around him, that his heart would be one of service, and that he and these others could come together in friendship, that enables them to spur one another on to love and good deeds, as the scripture says. Lord, thank you so much for giving him this heart and this humility to understand that he needs encouragement and help along the way. Lord, please do this in his life. In Jesus' name. Father, our sister Marcia is asking us to pray for her 25-year-old son. He is actively pursuing what she calls the ways of darkness, and he's refusing contact with family and friends. And she's thankful that he is able, or is willing rather, to be in communication with his father. And Lord, we ask that you would break through the darkness. We know that light dispels darkness. When we turn on the switch in a room, the darkness flees. Lord, we ask that you would cause your light to penetrate his situation, penetrate his hard heart, his foolish heart that is seeking things that will not bring satisfaction, but rather will bring death. Lord, break through and penetrate that darkness that he can see you and the glory of following you, and that he would return to Jesus like he was as a young man, his mother says. Lord, I ask that in this situation, this would just be a step or two on his testimony of your great grace and your great deliverance. And Lord, that very soon you will pull him back to himself. Marcia is asking that his return would be an Apostle Paul-like glory to God. Lord, we do want to see that sort of a radical encounter so that her son will know you and treasure you with all of his heart, Lord. We ask you to do this in Jesus' name. Father, we come alongside our sister Salil, who is asking us just to pray for her regarding her entire life and her time in school, Lord. She is, I'm sure, full of many burdens and many needs in both of those situations. And Lord, we ask you would make her a great student. You would teach her how to study. You would cause her mind to absorb the content and not just have it absorbed for the sake of a test, but to really understand it. That she'll be able to apply the things that she's learning in very wise and great ways. And Lord, she also expresses here a desire to be married soon. And Lord, we don't know if there are young men on the horizon who you have appointed for that purpose. Or we don't know if she's dating, but Lord, we know that you can bring a couple together according to your will in your timing. And so, Father, we ask you to provide for Solel everything she needs. Give her patience, give her humility, give her contentment in you as she waits. And Lord, give her most of all a desire to know and follow you with all of her heart. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. We come alongside Sonia, who has three requests here that she wants us to be praying for. Lord, first off, we ask you to bring about vindication and justice for a legal case that her friend is involved in. He was accused of a crime, and he is innocent. Lord, we ask that you would give him the ability to defend himself, give his attorneys the wisdom to know how to go about that and to reveal the truth of what happened in this situation so that his innocence will be seen. And so, Lord, as his court date approaches, we are asking for his justice and vindication for him to be done. Lord, we ask that you would give him a peace, give him the ability to turn his heart toward you even more, that he would know and follow you deeply, he would rest in you, be content in you, and to not fear regarding the outcome of this case, Lord, knowing that you are doing all things well. Give him that kind of deep faith. Lord, Sonia is asking us to pray for her to have godly direction regarding her finances. She needs your guidance regarding ideas that she has had to start a new business, or whether she should use the funds available to do repairs on her home instead. And Lord, if so, that she would be able to find the right contractors who would have fair prices and do quality work, Lord. We ask that you would give her direction regarding these two things. And finally, Lord, for Sonia, we pray for a spouse for her. She says her life has been blessed and is good already, but she feels she is ready to find her godly spouse. She wants herself and her spouse to be healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Lord, we know that you can bring these things about because all things are possible for you. Father, we ask that you would prepare her heart for the man ahead who you have appointed to be her husband. And Lord, if you have called her as one of those unusual but important people who is going to remain single and will not have a husband, we pray you'd prepare her heart for that as well, Lord. Guide her in her faith, that she will walk with you in every way. Father, we come alongside Alexandria, who is asking us to pray for her father, Stephen, who is recovering from pancreatic cancer. But they're saying that there's only a 20% chance that the cancer will remain gone, and he's only 62 years old. Lord, we come against this sickness in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bring healing, to cause this pancreatic cancer to fall within that 20%, that it would be gone for good and would not come back to plague him at all. Alexandria has lost her brother 3 years ago when he was only 28, and she feels very much afraid of losing her father and feels she couldn't stand another loss like that. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen her in her heart of hearts. But right now, as she listens to this request and as she prays along with us, in her heart would be a strong and hearty amen, that she too would be resting in you and asking you to give her contentment, to give her peace in this difficult situation, to give her the ability to rest and to rest confidently, knowing that you, her good Father, her almighty Father, has this under control. Lord, she also has been experiencing some situations that have caused her to be diagnosed with severe panic disorder, and it's been happening over the last 11 months, and she has all kinds of medications that she's on. And she's a recovering addict, and she's struggling again, feeling extremely hopeless. And Lord, we don't know what role the medications play in this. We don't know any of the circumstance, but we ask, Lord, that you would give her deliverance, first of all, from these panic disorders. We ask that you would give her confidence and hope, as I prayed for just a moment ago, that she's able to rest confidently with you, and for the panic and the fear and the nervousness to be banished in Jesus' name, Lord. That she would be a testimony of your deliverance and a testimony of the kind of peaceful and calm abiding life that can happen for followers of Christ as they rest in you. Lord, she also has a history of seizures, and she wants to be off the medications because she's afraid they're going to cause seizures again and she's going to have to go back into the hospital. And Lord, she says last time she was in this sort of a situation, it was a horrible place to be. Lord, we ask that you would release her from all these things in Jesus' name, that you would help her, give her great strength and confidence. And Father, we come alongside our brother Nate, who is simply asking us to pray for him regarding wedding planning. Lord, we know that planning a wedding ceremony can be a very overwhelming thing with lots of detail, lots of expense, lots of stress, lots of opinions from family members, Father. We know that it can be a very difficult time. And we pray that in Nate's situation, for he and his fiance, this would be a time of great peace. To be a time of great celebration, Lord, that all of the responsibilities and details would not overshadow the miracle that you're doing in making two to become one in Christ. Lord, we ask that you would give him and his fiance a great sense of peace, and an abiding sense of your presence. Lord, cause them to have clarity, discernment, wisdom, all the things that they need as they do this planning, and that their wedding ceremony would be a great testimony of your grace and favor. Lord, we come alongside Bailey and pray with her for these missionaries who have been captured and kidnapped in Haiti, Lord. We ask that in that bondage, in that situation, you would keep them safe and that you would enable them to be bold in their witness, that you would speak through them and that you would comfort them during this time. Lord, we ask that you would give great boldness to them, that even their captors would hear of the grace of Jesus through them and that they would be empowered to be your witnesses. Lord, we ask that you would resolve this situation immediately, that you would cause them to be released, so they can continue to do the work you've called them to do there in Haiti. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. We pray with Bailey that you'd bring about this kind of deliverance. Lord, we come alongside our sister, Simran, who has two concerns that really are related to each other. First is for her relationship. She is supposed to be married in a year, but recently there's been a lot of tension and fighting that's been going on, and she says she is afraid to lose her fiancé. Father, I pray first off for Simran, that you would give her peace in her heart of hearts, that you would banish fear, Lord, that you would put her faith in you and her reliance on you, that fear of losing her fiancé would be banished. She would no longer have her trust and her security placed there, but rather it would be in you, Lord Jesus. And even though she has lost family members in the past, she will not be fearful. She will not walk in fear. And Lord, she says that she and her fiancé are both wanting to fix the situation that's going on, and the tension that's risen up between them. But lately, anger has been getting the best of this. Lord, I ask that you would bring deliverance. I ask that you would bring peace back to this situation. And Lord, I know that it's a difficult situation, because the second part of it that she's revealed to us is that she has broken her vows to God. She has ruined a very good thing in her mind, Lord. And we know that you can bring back good to the things that are broken. You can bring restoration. You can bring healing. And Lord, we ask you to do so in this situation. We don't know really if the vows that Simran is talking about are the kind of vows you make to another person. But Lord, whatever her commitments are that she's broken, we pray that you would walk her through a healthy process of repentance before you, and that you would cleanse her, as the book of 1 John promises, Lord, that as she confesses her sins to you, she will see that you are faithful and you are just, that you have dealt with that sin rightly by placing the blame of it on Jesus, and that you will forgive her and cleanse her from all unrighteousness, Lord. That is our prayer for our sister Simran. Lord, we have been praying for our sister Nicole for some time now regarding interviews that she has coming up. If I remember correctly, she is going to be interviewing for residency programs as she is in the medical profession. Lord, she has two interviews coming up on November 12th and November 18th. And Lord, we pray that she will find the right program, that you will open the door for her and make it just transparently obvious to her which door you want her to walk through, and that she would be able to be placed in a program during this cycle of residency. And she won't find out until March of next year after these interviews, Lord. And I just pray you'll give Nicole great peace as she waits on those results. Give her the great comfort and assurance that you are with her in her interviews. Enable her to speak from the heart that you've given her, the heart of compassion for people, the heart of desire to do good work, the heart of wanting to give you glory in the use of her life, in the healing and service of others. Father, enable her to be at peace during those interviews, that the people on the other side of the interview will see her for who she really is, and will see Jesus shining through her and be drawn to him, Lord. We thank you for being on this journey with Nicole. We thank you for giving her the ability to learn, to grow, and to be educated in a way that would bring service to others. Lord, continue walking her down this path with your peace and with your confidence. Lord, we have an anonymous request here. Someone who's asking prayer for his wife, who is dealing with anxiety and depression after having their children. Lord, he is praying that she would be able to recover from it and come to a place of healing and get back to her normal self. And Lord, along with that, he's praying for himself, as he is trying to get back on the path of life and needs healing himself. Lord, this situation is just fraught with all kinds of stress and responsibility and burden. I ask that you would bring about healing in every way that's needed, whether it's mind, heart, body, emotion, hormones. Father, whatever the situation is, we ask that you would step by step, progressively, be bringing healing day after day after day. And in doing so, you would be building hope day after day after day, that this man and his wife can see your hand on their lives, can see your blessing coming about, and that they'll be able to rest in you and trust you. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring it about. And Father, I have a couple of requests today that I want to lift to you. First, my daughter Melinda is pregnant with her first child. She and her husband James are so excited in their pregnancy. As pregnancies go, has been a wonderful pregnancy. They've not experienced the fearful things that many times can be the case. And her delivery date is coming up here in November. Lord, we continue to ask that you'd bring healing. You bring no complications, that there would be no difficulties, health-wise or physically speaking. And Lord, that the two of them can be powerful testimonies of your grace as she enters the hospital for this delivery and as she continues to carry the baby to full term. Lord, that is our prayer. And we ask you to prepare the situation ahead of time. The doctors, the nurses, the ones who will be involved, the anesthesiologists perhaps, Lord, whatever's going on. We ask that you prepare those people for this day and that their little boy who is to come into the world will come into the world with strength and with vigor. And Lord, I pray that as you did with John the Baptist, you would fill this young boy with your spirit, even in the womb. And Lord, that he would be a mighty man of God. He would be one who can live up to the biblical pattern of courage and strength and godly manliness that will make a difference in his world. Lord, strengthen him for that task and strengthen his parents for the task ahead for them. And Father, I also want to continue lifting up the ministry of Not a Needy Person. I ask that you would give wisdom to those who are going through the needs as they come in. Enable them to understand the truth of the situations needed and to know how you would like to be generous to your people in meeting their needs. And Lord, as they set up the campaigns for people to come and read and to understand how they can be giving, we ask, Lord, that you would bring just the right people to meet those needs, and you would do so in security and in safety. And Lord, protect the website from hackers, protect it from intrusion, protect it from technical glitches. Lord, we ask that the whole thing would work under the hand of your divine provision. Thank you, Jesus, for doing these things. We ask it in your name. Amen. Friends, thank you for praying with me today. We've had so much good things that have been happening as a result of your prayers. Please keep them up. Continue. You can even turn on this episode at another time and pray again. These prayers really matter, and your participation matters. Thank you so much. If you have a prayer request or praise that you would like to have featured on one of these Friday Pray Together episodes, you can submit it by going to my website, carreygreen.com/prayer. And let me spell it for you. It's C-A-R-E-Y, green, just like the color, .com/prayer. Submit your request, or if, like one of our brothers, Robert, here today, you have a praise that you would like to report to us, we would love to hear that and be able to praise the Lord along with you. So you can do it there using that form. Thank you, friends, for praying with me. Let's pray again together next Friday.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.